اللهم كن لوليك وحجتنا الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا محافظا وقائدا مناصرا ودليلا معينا حتى تسكنه أرضك الدوحاء وتمتعه فيها طويلا. Some reminders for tomorrow, and it's the first Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala not to make this month of Ramadan the last month of our life, and to grant us further tawfiqah so that the rest of services could be provided, inshaAllah, be offered tomorrow and in the nights to come. So for mu'mineen, a reminder is to bring a Quran with yourself for tomorrow, for the Amal. They might not be sufficient here. And this question was asked last year, just to, as a reminder that you can't use iPhones for the Amal, or any smartphone which has a Quran in it. That doesn't serve. It has to be a Quran, a printed out version of it. In addition to that, it's mustahab for you to perform a ghusl before the night of the Laylatul Qadr. So that is also recommended, to come in a ghusl and to bring a Quran and rest a little bit during the day so that we don't get sleepy and tired when these amal are to be conducted. And this is the etiquette that we learn from Sayyidat Nisa al-Alameen Zahra salamullahi alayha. That she, during the day, when it's the night of Qadr, she puts her children to sleep so that they rest during the day and they are up during the night when the amal are being, because it's a great night. And Allah says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months. So in those few moments, in those few hours, we can get 1,000 months ahead in our amal. So missing out from that Qadr, from that Laylatul Qadr, it's sustaining a huge big loss. So for that, these little tips and reminders are mentioned. And the other thing is that because it's the night of dua and we want Allah Ta'ala to accept us all in His service, so we sincerely, before we come, now always a lesson to myself first, that is, we sincerely step into this masjid with that intention and mindset that Allah, all the wrong that we have done till now, that will not be repeated. And paying a little bit of a sadaqah and then stepping into that masjid provides all the benefit and all the special favors of Allah can be attracted with that mindset, with that sadaqah, with that ghusl, and with those intentions, inshaAllah, everything will be granted to all and much more than that. Returning to our topic, and this is the wasiyya of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Imam to his son says, وَلْتَكُنْ مَسْأَلَتُكَ فِي مَا يَعْنِيكَ مِمَّا يَبْقَى لَكَ جَمَالُهُ. That is, when it comes to dua and you want to ask Allah for something, says, ask for something which is sensible. Ask for something whose beauty will remain for you. Ask for something which is great. One of the things which is taught to us is that we ask from Allah, Allah Himself. He is the greatest, He is the creator, He is the benefactor. So we ask Him to give Him to us. And when that is sought, everything is sought. Or what we learn from Marhum Imam Khomeini, he says that Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasana, means Allah, give us Hasana in this dunya. Wa Fid Akhirati Hasana, and Hasana in the hereafter. He says Hasana is Fatima. That if Allah gives us Fatima in this dunya, that is sufficient for us, for this dunya, Barzakh and Qiyamah. And the same thing is for Fid Akhirati Hasana, that is Allah, give us Fatima in the hereafter. And then says that, with reference to people, they ask for wealth from Allah. Imam says, well, you can ask, but it won't remain for you. Wealth is something which comes and it goes. It never remains. وَلَا تَبْقَى لَهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُوشَكُ أَن تَرَى عَاقِبَةَ أَمْرِكَ حَسَنًا أَوْ سَيِّئًا. And then Imam says, continues and comes to this topic after talking about the importance of dua as to how you should be approaching Allah. It has to be something sensible, and then when you don't get the answer from Allah, don't stop, just continue with your du'as, with your pledges. And every time you ask Him and you don't get a reward, the special share of mercy has been passed for you. And the moment that capacity and that capability is found in you, that abundant mercy will fall on you. And for that, inshallah, we come to the topic of how exactly it works. And then Imam says, وَعَلَمْ يَا بُنَيْ أَنَّكَ خُلِقْتَ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Says, Hassan, indeed you have been created for the hereafter, not for this dunya. And then says, وَلِلْفَنَا لَا لِلْبَقَى. That Hassan, you have been created to perish. In this dunya, whoever comes is perishable. لَا لِلْبَقَى, not for an eternal life in this dunya. So this dunya, there is an expiration date, and everyone expires. He who does not expire, يَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. It is Allah, the Barak wa Ta'ala. Apart from Him, everything else will perish. Now the reason why it is said that you do something for Allah, that will remain, it is because it got connected to Allah, who is non-perishable, who does not expire, He is eternal, and everything related to Him, tabarak wa ta'ala, will be eternal. And then says, Hassan, walil maut la lil hayat, that you have been created to die, not to live. وَأَنَّكَ فِي مَنْزِلِ الْقُلْعَةٍ وَدَارِ الْقُلْعَةٍ. Says that, and know that you are in a house from where soon you will depart. وَطَرِيقٍ إِلَى الْآخِرَةِ وَأَنَّكَ تَرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. The other thing which Imam mentions over here is that to his son, says, you are a prey of death. As if death is the hunter, and that death is after you. And any time he can catch you. الَّذِي لَا يَنْجُو هَارِبُهُ وَلَا بُدَّ أَنَّهُ. Says that whosoever is after his prey, that hunter will definitely catch him. No matter how much you flee away from that hunter, but you will finally get to it. And then it says that you speak to yourself about tawbah, but death, it will hinder between you and tawbah, and it is then you have found that you have ruined yourself. So beautiful teachings which Imam has for his son. Talked about dua. We have a teaching here, taught to us by our sixth Imam, Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. Says that ihfaz adab ad-du'a, that you have to observe the etiquettes, the adab of a du'a. فَإِن لَمْ تَأْتِي بِشَرْطِ الدُّعَى فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْإِجَابَةِ. Imam says, if you don't fulfill the requirements of a du'a, then don't wait for it to be accepted. It will definitely not be accepted. And among the basic criteria for the acceptance of a du'a is that disobedience of Allah must not be there. And if that disobedience to whatever extent exists in an individual, that du'a will not be accepted. Sometimes it is said that how come kuffar, they have such a nice lifestyle. Whatever they want from Allah is given to them. One of the reasons behind that, what we find in the teachings of Masumeen, is that Allah, if you recall your memories yesterday, it was mentioned, for many, He loves to hear them. He loves to hear them speak to Him. And then whatever a mu'min supplicates to Allah, it's recorded as an audio clip, and it is put on a repeat mode in Arsh, in throne of Allah, and He loves to hear the voice of a mu'min, as a result of which du'as are delayed. But for kuffar, says, the moment they say, God, I want something, says, give it to them. I don't want to listen to them. So for that reason, kuffar are blessed with whatever they want. And mu'mineen, sometimes, because Allah loves to listen to them, so that is the reason why here we find Amir al-Mu'mineen say that when you don't get an answer from Allah, keep on repeating until we get it. Even if you don't get it, doesn't matter. You have enhanced and activated that bond between yourself and Allah, the Barak of Allah. So du'as, if they are not accepted, it's a defect, a shortfall in our amal. Many a times, we find that du'as are not accepted, there is a maslaha in it, and either it is for the forgiving of the sins of a mu'min, that Allah wants to test him in this dunya, or for the forgiveness, and so that his sins are forgiven, and he ends up in the hereafter in a better way. We talked about sirat, we talked about the stations, some of them, in the hereafter. The journey starts from one's death, and it is as such that when someone gives away his life on Iman, he is blessed. He witnesses all that was told to him was right, was haq. When a person is laid in his grave, the teaching is that you have to leave him and then leave all alone, that talqeen is recited. There is a dua in Sahifa Sajjaliya where our fourth Imam, he sends his salutations upon the angels of Allah. All of the angels, he lists them one after the other. One of the angels who he sends these salawat and salams to, his name is Roman. Sometimes we find him as Roman Fattan or Roman Fattan al-Qubur. His name is Roman. He is the tester of everyone in the grave. We believe that Munkir al-Nakir will come. But before Munkir al-Nakir come, this Roman, this angel, is at the check-in desk. He checks that marhum in Barzakh. When he checks him in Barzakh, that initial inquiry is made by that angel. And based upon the report he gets from that marhum, from that deceased, Munkir and Nakir will appear either in a good form or in a horrible form. So that initial check, if it was positive, we find that Munkir and Nakir will be kinder than a mother to a baby. If that initial check that was done by Roman Fattan al-Qubur was negative, then Munkir and Nakir will appear in whips and lashes and in that terrible form. And a'adhanallah min shurur anfusina. And then says that he will check him in, and after that all these different stages of barzakh, they start. And yesterday we said that on the day of judgment, when the horn will be blown by Israfil alayhi salam, who is among the greatest of angels, and in rank he is a bit higher than Jibreel. And in one of these riwayat that we have, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was having a meeting with Jibreel alayhi salam, and there all of a sudden he finds that Jibreel turns pale, worried. Rasulullah says, why are you upset? You were fine. All of a sudden you got worried. What is the reason? He says, I just saw Israfil descend from the throne. And Israfil, till now he hasn't descended from his place or moved from his place at all. And when I saw him move, and regarding Israfil, it is said that he is the greatest of Allah's angels. In just a few steps, he can get to wherever he wants. Says, when I saw him descend from the throne, I got worried that it might be the day of judgment, because the assignment given to him is that he moves from his station to carry out his task, and that is the blowing of the trumpet, when he had come to for some other tasks. When he is among the greatest of the angels of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, when he blows the horn and the resurrection process starts, mu'mineen, kuffar, munafiqeen, the creation at large, they will be resurrected in the scenes and the plains of mahshar. And mahshar is that land which is flat, which is made of fire, no heights over there, no mountains, and everything will be evident to each other. And there will not be a stepping place or a place to stand, but for mu'mineen, and that iman of theirs will be a shade and shadow, that iman of theirs will allow them to breathe in that day of horror. Now it was mentioned that certain things hell on that day of mahshar, and in this beautiful poem which is set by فروغیه بسکامی it says that مردان خدا پرده پندار دریدن یعنی همه جا غیر خدا یار ندیدن then those who were مؤمن whatever they saw was Allah whatever was told to them was حق they believed in it هر نقطه که گفتن همان نقطه شنیدن whatever they said that is what they heard And then says, هر دست که دادند از آن دست گرفتند. That is, in this dunya, if with that hand they served, says that service will be a cover for them in the hereafter. That sadaqah in this dunya will be a protection, a coolness, a shade, a shadow in the hereafter for those mu'mineen. So, every Muslim who has got an iman which is perfect, He will be safe and secure in the day of judgment. We talked about dua, and then if a dua is not accepted, there's nothing to be worried. Maybe something better is there. If you look into Quran, we find that Hazrat Nuh, he also was tested. He says to Allah that the assignment you have given to me, I fulfilled it. Those who were to be guided have been guided. Those who are misled, they are misled. Nothing can be done for them. Now I ask you that Adab is coming. But the request and dua I have from you is that my son, save him. Don't drown him. Now Quran says, وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحًا فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ Nuh, he called us. فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the best of those who accepts the du'as. Du'a of Nuh is that you, what my services have been done, you saved my son who is being drowned. Now this does not mean that whatsoever Prophet Nuh asks from Allah will be given to him. Sometimes we find that we have du'as, we ask for two things from Allah. Later we find that 6-7 things have been given to us. So here, Prophet Nuh asked from Allah. Now the reason why he asked for that because he was tired of all this mockery of the people that he was being mocked. Look into Surah Nuh in Quran. Says that people, they used to come at Prophet Nuh and he used to and mock at him on his face. And here, when he has this dua for his son to be saved, Allah does not save his son. In reply, what he does is that he asks for the safety of his one son. Says that one son has to drown, he has to be killed. On the contrary, we find that a large number of mu'mineen, those who had faith in Nuh, all of them have been protected. So that dua of Prophet Nuh, he asks for something which is one, instead he gives them a lot. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحًا فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ So on and so forth until the end of these ayah. So then we talk about the statement of accounts that will be given to mu'mineen. Normally we find this wrong assumption or belief is that on the day of judgment the a'mal of an individual will be given in his hand. Now that is because we've been living in this dunya for such a long time and we think that everything over there also is going to be similar. Whence, that is not the case. In the hereafter, they will not be presented to you in your hands, but a'mal will be presented before you. Now how will they be presented? Not that there will be a pen and a paper and it will be recorded and registered over there, nor will there be a video clip wherein these a'mal will be shown as to what we have done. Quran says, Ma'asumeen have taught us that a'mal of every individual will be live in front of him. Whatsoever was done in this dunya, all of that will be before it. Now here, no moment of one's life, no action, nor a word that was uttered, no move in this dunya will be such that that has been not taken into consideration. And then people will say, how accurate and how daqeeq this presentation of A'mal has been banned. And they would say, what book is this that even the minute and the smallest thing has been mentioned in it? So that is the presentation of the statements of account, is that everything will be present before us, not that it would be written or it would be a clip or something, but the action itself would be live in front of us, and we will see what exactly is happening. And that is how a statement of A'mal will be given before us. One of the things we ought to give importance to is this beautiful munajat that we have, known as Munajat Sha'baniya. Munajat Sha'baniya is the only dua we can say that all of the Imams, all 12 of them, have quoted it, have reported it. And Marhum Imam Khomeini, he used to say that if that one dua was, that was the only thing which we had, that would be sufficient. All that Mufatihul Jinnah also would not have been required. Because this one dua, because it is quoted from all the 12 Imams, it means that it is something great. So all of the Imams, they used to recite, initially it was recited by Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Like Dua Khumain, whose creator is Hazrat Amir, this one also, the creator is Hazrat Amir. But we find that all the other Imams also have reported this dua. So in this beautiful munajat, we find that Imam says, إِلَهِ قَدْ سَتَرْتَ عَلَيَّ ذُنُوبًا فِي الدُّنْيَا. That is, one of the names which Allah has is Sattar. Sattar means one who covers a lot. That is, all the wrong that we have, it's huge, it's a lot. And his name is Sattar, he covers everything a lot. That is, if the wrong that we have in each one of us was known to someone else, they would just die of horror. A person comes to Imam Qasim alayhi salatu wassalam. And says that, Yabna Rasulullah, I am a follower of yours. I have faith in you, in the teachings that I have brought forth, in Quran. And then says, but my father, he did not have any faith in you. I am on Iman. My father, he was a kafir. He died on kufr. And then says, someone has come to me and he says that your father owes me a large sum, a big amount. There is no witness, there is no proof, and I don't know what to do. Shall I pay or shall I not? The amount also is large. And then Imam says, tonight after midnight, go to Baqi, that is the cemetery in Medina. Gives him a little dua and says, after midnight when you go there, recite this dua and a being will appear before you, wild, and doesn't resemble any human, does not resemble any beast. Don't panic, don't panic, don't be scared. Says, that is your father. Ask him, if he says pay, you pay. If he says don't pay, you don't pay. And then Imam says, the reason why he has appeared in that form, it's because of that disconnect with Ahlul Bayt. Because of not having that faith in Ahlul Bayt, he has appeared in that form. Now these forms are as a result of the wrong that is present in an individual. So the wrong that is in us, if that is given a form, that is going to be detestable, that will be horrible. Marhum Shaykh Baha'i, one of the great ulama of the Shia world, buried in the sacred shrine of our eight Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. Among the best of the ulama of his time, an allama in every science, he says that once I was going into a cemetery and there a body was being brought. They laid the body to rest and everyone left. See, I was sitting there. All of a sudden, after a while, I see a beautiful person come towards that grave and goes in the grave. I was shocked that how come that beautiful person went in the grave. And says, after a while, I saw a wild, big, black dog come towards that grave and went in the grave. Not long after that, that beautiful young person, I saw him wounded out of the grave. And I asked him, what was this? What did I see? Says, I was the good actions of that marhum. I went to be with him, and that dog was that was the negative amal or the sayyiat of that marhum, who also went in that grave. But because they were more, I was ousted from that grave, and that dog is going to be with him until the day of judgment. So that is the amal. If they are negative, if they are bad, if they are more than the hasanat, we find that is what is going to stay. One of the other ulama, Shaheed Mutahari, he quotes this from his ustad of akhlaq, Ayatullah Ali Shirazi, who used to be the best of durus in Nahj al-Balagha in Isfahan. He says that one day my ustad, when he comes to the dars, and instead of giving that lecture, he just sat on that pulpit, the member, and burst into tears, crying. Said, what happened? Why are you crying like that? Says, today I saw my death. Says, what is that? Says, I saw that I have died, and my body was shrouded, was washed, and was being taken to be buried. And there by my grave I see a huge, big, wild dog, and I was told that this is going to be with you. And I just got shocked that what was that? Says, that is that little temper issue I had towards my family, as a result of which I was said that this is going to be with you until the day of judgment. He says that I sought refuge in Aba Abdullah and Hussein. And I said, Ya Hussein Adrikni, Ya Aba Abdullah Adrikni. And with that tawassul of mine to Aba Abdullah and Hussein, he hushed that dog away and I was safe. And that is what is said that in Safinatul Hussein, Awsa wa Asra, that the ark, the ship of Hussein, it's vast, it will take everything on board. And no matter what the circumstances are, if we have that tawassul with ma'asumeen, then things will be easy. So here says that, إِلَٰهِ قَدْ سَتَرْتَ عَلَيَّ زُنُوبًا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Says, Allah, you covered my wrong, my sins in this dunya. He is Sattar. And then Imam says, وَأَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَى. But more deserving is that I want that cover to be on me in the hereafter. This dunya, 70, 80 years, anyone can live, and even if that wrong is seen and was evident upon another, he will die, he will forget, nothing will remain. If you remember, it was mentioned that a person comes to Rasulullah with a very uncomfortable face and says, what is this face Allah has given to me? I will not do any mustahabbat, it's only those wajibat I will stick to. Wahi is revealed, says Allah has conveyed his salams, and says that because you are patient and tolerant to this face I gave you in this dunya, he will give you the face of Jibreel in the hereafter. So that is how Allah compensates. So here in this dunya, a person, he may live and die, but then that cover is required for the hereafter, which is much stronger. وَأَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَىٰ إِذْ لَمْ تُظْهِرْهَا لِأَحَدٍ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And I ask you, Allah, that this wrong in me, which will be evident before everyone tomorrow, hide that and do not have that wrong of me be seen by others, especially the noble. And one of the etiquettes we are taught is that if you go to the presence of someone who is noble, and because after all Allah has given access to some, they can see what exactly is in us, says that say Ya Sattar a few times so that the wrong in us is not seen by them. And on the other hand, we find that it is said to them, they say that Ya Sattar so that the wrong in us is not seen by them. In any case, we ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in these nights of the sacred month of Ramadan, all the wrong that we have done, forgive. All the wrong that is in us, cover it. Cover it not only in this dunya, but cover it in the hereafter. All those who are in an ailing, all those who have requested for du'as for their shifa, Allah grant them shifa. The wrong that we have done in this dunya, Allah we sincerely repent, we sincerely ask you and we ask you to forgive us in this month of Ramadan and all the wrong actions and the statement of accounts that are negative, they be deleted from our amal in this month and on these nights of this glorious month. Allahumma ajil fi faraji mawlana sahib al-zaman. Ya Allah, our children to be enlisted among the best of Muslims who ever existed. Ya Allah, we to be among the best of supporters of the Imam of time. And count us among those who seek shahadat in his service. Wajib fi faraji mawlana sahib al-zaman. السلام عليكم.